Hello, my friends. Brian Lee here, and I want to welcome you to the Online Course Podcast. You'll learn how world-class online course creators are spreading their knowledge to create freedom, impact, and legacy. Experience their struggles and what it's really like to be in the trenches, honing their craft, and creating a freedom lifestyle for themselves and their families. So without further ado, it's time to tune in to the Online Course Podcast. If you're enjoying these episodes, be sure to check out unstoppablebusiness.com for some really cool free tips and tools to get you on your way to online course success. Now, back to the show. Grant, thank you for hopping on the podcast today.
Yo, good to be on here, man.
For sure, it's such a pleasure. So I guess when people ask you, what do you do? How do you answer that?
I do whatever it takes. Yeah, I do whatever it takes, but look, it depends on who's asking me, right? Is it my kids? Is it the banker? Is it the publisher? Who am I talking to?
So I guess when everyday people come up to you and they ask you that question and they don't really know what you do, maybe like a neighbor or something like that.
Yeah. Well, first thing I have to do is I have to apologize for them not knowing who I am. So, right. You know, tell people, look, I've written 8 books, 8 business books, 21 best-selling business programs that have reached millions and millions of people. I'm the creator of the 10X movement because of the popularity of the book, The 10X Rule. We filled an arena last year with 35,000 people for 3 days during Super Bowl weekend. I'm a husband, a father of 2, an 8, and a 10-year-old. I work with a lot of charities that benefit people that are, you know, that need help and support and guidance and sometimes finances. I got 7 companies that have 500 employees, and I'm just trying to make a difference. And I own a little real estate. I forgot about my real estate. I always forget something.
Grant, what's your why? Like, what gets you fired up in the morning when you get up?
Contribution, man. I want to make a difference. I want to help people. Like, I've wanted to make a difference since I was a little kid, whether it was me in the living room of our little 1400 square foot house. I wanted to help my dad. I wanted to help my mom. I wanted to help my sister. And, you know, my mom and my dad are gone now. I have 2 sisters and 1 brother that is still living. They don't live here. So I still have I personally think that everybody has this. The desire to help, to contribute, to make a difference. And I'm plagued with it. I want to make a difference. I want to help people out.
So Grant, why do you think that everyone has that desire and, like, you know, that desire to make impact? Because, you know, there's certain people out there that are just like, oh, I need to just get by for myself or for my family, and that's it.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think because most people are just trying to get by, they're unable to actually find that thing that keeps them excited, which is to help out, to contribute. And why it's why money's so important, right? Because if you don't have enough money, all you're going to be worried about is feeding yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the moment a person gets gets the ability to produce more than just what their immediate needs are, then they're going to look around. Any good person's going to look around and say, hey, what else can I do to help out? So that's why I talk about money so much, because I know once a person has their money problem solved for themselves, I mean, really, really solved, not I have enough money to retire. Because what happens is people make enough money at their job, then they're interested in, okay, I have more money than I need to live. Now, how do I take care of myself into old age? Once you get both of those handled, okay, I got my day-to-day handled. I got my week-to-week, my month-to-month, and I got my future handled. 99% of all people are going to be like, okay, what can I do now to make a difference? And that's why I pound on that money message so much, because I truly believe that money, once a person solves their primary money problems or challenges or what's in their face today, this week, this month, this year, and through retirement, once that's handled, then they're going to be in a better position to like, okay, how do I help out the neighborhood, the community, my church? And it's not just money, by the way. It's also being an example. How can I be an example to other people? Like we traveled to 19 countries this year. If I just wanted to make money, I don't need to go to 19 countries. I can just stay in America. Right. I can just make money every day. Why would I go to 19 countries? Because I want to meet people. I'm interested in the human interaction.
What inspired you to start, your own personal journey? Like what begun for you? Like, I know that you have like so many stories, but like, what do you think was the spark for your journey, your personal journey?
Shit, man. My mom and my dad had sex. Sperm.
Yeah.
That's what sparked that whole deal. I mean, before that, I could get a little heavier by telling you something before that, but look, everybody's evolving, man. Every person, I'm no different than everybody else that's going to listen to this. I am no different. Everybody's got a spark. Everybody's got challenges. Everybody's got roadblocks. You know, if you're born rich, you got roadblocks. You're born poor, you got roadblocks. You know, you're born with two arms, you got roadblocks. You're born with one arm. It doesn't matter, man. Everybody's got the problem. Everybody's got problems and issues. And, you know, some people have the gift of having two parents. That can be a gift. It can be a disability. Some people don't have parents, and that can be a gift or a disability. So everybody's got the spark. The question is, are people, are they blowing on it to keep it hot? The spark requires oxygen, right? It requires hope. It requires somebody to pay attention to it. Somehow I just kept blowing on it, dude. Until it got a little fire. And then the next thing, you know, I kept blowing on that one until it became I talked about this in Be Obsessed or Be Average. Keep adding wood to the fire. The spark needs kindle. The kindle needs wood. And the wood needs wood. And everything needs fuel. And once you got a fire going, dude, throw some more fuel on it. Throw some nitro in there. And then the next thing you know, get a whole bunch of other people adding wood to the fire. And next thing you know, you got a damn, it can either go out of control and burn down the village, or it can warm the village once you get control of it.
So I guess for people who are inspired, right, but they're looking for ways to add wood to the fire, you know, like every year, everyone has a New Year's resolution and they don't follow through with it. Like, what would you say to those people to help them add wood to the fire?
You need a group. You need a group of people around you. You know, when I turned my life around, I was 25 years old. Every day I went to meetings, two meetings a day sometimes, so that I wouldn't go back and use drugs again. I replaced my old drug dealing, drug using, network with people that weren't using drugs. So, I went to two of those meetings every day just to say, hey, I'm reporting in, I didn't use drugs today. The rest of my day, the other 12 hours of my day, I spent with another group of people that was like two of us in this group that were interested in improving ourselves as professional salespeople. People need support, man. You got to be part of a support group. Most people think, well, that's their family. It's not your family, okay? That's who you sleep with. That's who you grew up with. You need an intentional support group, people that have an agreement and a like goal, a similar goal that they're working toward. Just because you're born with, you know, brothers and sisters and a mom and dad doesn't mean they have like or similar goals. Just because you're married doesn't mean you and the wife or you and the husband have similar goals. Those have to be worked on every day. And that's been a big game changer for me right there.
Okay. Just having that support group, huh? Like that mastermind sort of thing.
You need people around you. You need people around you that somebody needs to lead this group. And there needs to be a mission for the group. There needs to be goals for the group. There needs to be an agreement from the group that we want to win. We don't want to be right. We want to win. You know, there needs to be survival. Like the group needs to want to survive. Not like Congress, right? Congress, they don't want to survive. They want to be right. Mm-hmm. You know, politics don't. They're not trying to. One politician might be trying to make a difference, but if you put too many of them in the same room, they're trying to get reelected individually. There's no common goal.
Would you say that your passion and the energy that you have and the strong mentality that you have, was this developed through these groups, or was it something that came naturally to you?
I think it's natural there for everybody. I think everybody has this. Again, it's that spark you talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. But people, they don't keep paying attention to the spark. You're looking at everybody else's spark rather than your own. You know, I tell people all the time, man, whatever you see in me is in you. I tell that to the haters and I tell it to the people that are supporters. Whatever you see in me is in you. So that handles everybody, the haters and the supporters. Really? Yeah. So if there's something you hate about me, I'm arrogant, I'm cocky, I'm overconfident, I'm too opinionated, I'm too short, whatever. Whatever people say about me, that's in you too. That's the only way you can see it. And then if you're like, oh my God, he's so optimistic and he's so positive and I wish I was more like him, that's in you too, or you couldn't see that either. Yeah, everybody's got it. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you're looking on Instagram and you're watching Tony to see what Tony's saying today, or Gary or Bob or John or, you know, Marie or whoever, like, what is your quote for the day? I do this in my 10X planner. I'm like, hey, in the planner, you know, come up with your own quote. Quit looking for Ben Franklin's quote of the day. What is your genius today?
That's great. When you first built your first few businesses, like, how did you approach that? And how did you grow those businesses?
One day at a time, man. One sale at a time, one customer at a time, you know, the hard way. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't get any help. I should have. That was all mistakes. And I should have done a better job of collaborating with other people. And I didn't know. I didn't, you know, I made so many mistakes because I just worked hard. And just working hard is not the way to do the deal. That's one way. Mm-hmm. That's one way, but it's not the only way, and it's not the smart way. You should collaborate with other people, partner with other people. You know, find other people that can help you grow your thing faster. And then, and again, it goes back to this mentoring, supports, get in a group that can help you pay for access. I wish I'd have known this 35 years ago. I don't know if I'd have done it, if I'd have known it, because I was so scared about money. But if you want a real quick hack, pay to be next to people that have gone before you. Borrow money to do that if you have to. And do it all year round. Don't just do it once. Like, stay in a group.
Are you an expert or course creator trying to monetize your online course? Well, use our one-page template to get more paying students to your online course without marketing overwhelm or sleazy sales tactics. You can download this for free at unstoppablebusiness.com. Now, back to the show.
I noticed that for your 10X Growth Con and, you know, for the projects you do, you regularly bring on like big people, right? Like big names in the industry. Like, how would you suggest someone trying to, you know, work with bigger people in your industry? How do you suggest they approach those people?
You know, what can you do for them, right? So if I want Kevin Hart to speak at the 10X Growth Conference, mm-hmm. what can I do? I mean, he earns $20 million for a movie, 10 or 15 million for a movie. So what can I do to get him? If I want Lloyd Blankenfein to come speak at the Growth Conference, what does Lloyd need more than money?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What how can I help? What do you need? How do I first even get in touch with him? How do I tell him who I am? Because neither one of them know who I am. And then what can I offer them other than money? What else do I have that's more valuable? It's not always just money.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so other than money, contribution, I know, is a big thing for you. Is there any other values that is important for you specifically?
Support, man. Support. Like, for sure. You know, I had a guy say, hey, I want to do this project with you. Okay, good. Which of my products have you bought? I'm doing this offering 20 people to come to my offices and just do a Q&A, sit around at a desk table, ask me questions, no charge. Guy's like, I want to do that. Good. What have you bought from me? Nothing. Are you coming to the growth conference? No. Did you join my mentor program? No. Did you get Cardone University? No. Well, dude, why am I going to do this for you? Like, you're just a fan. You're a spectator. You're going to the Green Bay game. You don't even wear the jersey. Like, all you're doing is going for your own entertainment, and then you want me to do something for you. That's not the way the world works. You know, wash my back, I'll wash yours. That's the way it works. So when I look at people that I want to do business with, I had a guy, he's a partner in my company. I just met him last February, 10 months ago I met him. We're going to make millions of dollars together. I've given him my entire, like, wow. Carte blanche. Here's all my customers.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. First thing he did was he bought him and his wife $35,000 seats to our conference, sat front row, came up to me and says, what can I do for you? How can I help you?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to let you know, I bought these seats. I'm buying seats for next year. I'm putting money in Cardone Capital. He's put $5 million into my fund. He didn't have to put in $5 million. I think he started with $500,000. He'd done all this in 10 months. So what's he saying? Hey, I'm in the boat with you. And it doesn't have to be money, but it needs to be. Like, everybody's got some amount of money, man. And right. If you don't have money, mm-hmm. how else can you help? Sweat mm-hmm. equity. Mm-hmm. You know, what can you, what are you willing to do? Or do you want, you just want a handout? I'm not giving handouts. I don't do handouts. I'll pull you up, but I'm not going to just give you something. And I don't expect anybody to give me a break.
Right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes sense. It makes money is what it makes. It makes partnerships. It makes freedom. Mm.
So, Grant, I'm very curious. What kind of visions did you have for yourself while you were growing up, and how did it evolve over time?
Dude, I think everybody has their own mission already built in, sitting there waiting for people just to clarify. So I think everybody, I wanted to write a book since I was 6 years old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching my dad, he loved doing calligraphy. So maybe I was like, oh, I'm going to write one day. I don't know how that decision got made. Who knows? Maybe it's from some previous lifetime. I think it doesn't really matter. Like, what are you going to do to blow on the spark? you know, people that are doing podcasts, they're like, okay, what am I going to do? I got to interview somebody again. I got to ask them a question. I mean, you clearly have the spark because listen to all the questions that you're asking. You couldn't come up with these questions, bro, if you didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You're not asking me questions about death.
Right.
You're not asking me questions about how to write a movie. Right. People are asking questions about the things they're interested in. You're watching movies. You're looking at Instagram posts about things you're interested in. You know, that's the deal. Like then, hey, what do you need to learn? If movies is your deal, what do you need to learn to make the movie thing work? Okay. Cause just making a movie is not the only thing. You got to get people to buy tickets to the movie.
Grant, if you could go back and teach yourself something, like, you know, everything that you know now, and you were to mentor yourself at that younger age, what would you teach yourself? What's one skill you would teach yourself?
Networking. How to network with mm-hmm. top of the food chain. First of all, I wouldn't take away any of the things I have learned because mm-hmm. they make me some of the things that I learned that I didn't learn in school. They make me lethal. Like I'm like a savage beast. I'm extremely dangerous individual in almost any environment because I didn't network. I have a lot of confidence in my own skill set. But if I could go back and learn one new thing, it would be like, how do I network with people? How do I meet people that are in power and have influence? Even if you are a savage and a beast and you're uh-huh. great at what you do, you need connections to go anyplace that allows you to scale, you know?
Mm. Okay.
You can't really scale the beast.
Mm-hmm. So Grant, do you have any favorite people that you like to collaborate with?
Yeah, mostly the people that I'm doing business with. I mean, I do make an effort to collaborate with a lot of people. You'll see them on my stages, and then you'll see whether I continue to work with them or not. It's not just about me though. It's like, do they want to collaborate? Are they willing to pay the price of collaboration? Collaboration costs something for everybody: time, energy,
mm-hmm. right.
splits. Mm-hmm. You know, people are like, oh, I want to collaborate. All right, well, fly over here tomorrow. Oh, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it takes, pal.
Right.
You know, I want to collaborate with you. Okay, good. Well, that means, you know, you're going to give 50% of your profits away. Oh, I can't do that. I want to collaborate with you. Okay, that means you're going to work for nothing. Come meet me in Sydney, Australia. I'm going to give you the state. Oh man, I can't get away from my office. See, people say they want to collaborate until they realize, oh shit, this costs something.
Mm. So Grant, what kind of vision do you have? Like 5 to 10 year vision do you have for yourself right now?
I'm going to live forever. I'm going to spend the next 5 or 10 years working on my legacy.
Yeah.
How to live forever. How to build something that lives 100 years after I do.
Do you have any mentors that you look up to?
I mean, I use mentors different than other people do. It's not, okay. I don't go meet with someone. I study people. So mm-hmm. like finances, I've studied the works of Warren Buffett for years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't need dinner with Warren. I don't need to meet Warren. I don't need a photo with Warren. Mm-hmm. I just study his books, his interviews. Peter Lynch was a guy that I studied for years.
Mm-hmm.
L. Ron Hubbard for my spiritual condition. And this guy did a lot of great work on the human condition and how to get rid of sabotaging behavior and make the most of. He's got some unbelievable information on conditions, how to improve mm-hmm. conditions and graphs. And
really? Okay.
Yeah, unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable. Advice on marriage, raising kids, being mm-hmm. happy. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal information. Like I dig stuff that's controversial where people hating on it, because I know where there's hate, right. Mm-hmm. where there's that much hate and misinformation, there's probably something to learn. The book that I would start with, there's two books mm-hmm. that I would start with of Hubbard's. One's called Dianetics. It's about okay. how you can get control of your mind and these self-limiting thoughts and ideas that you talked about earlier. And number two, mm-hmm. The other book is The Problems of Work. Mm-hmm. A great, great book about work and how to get more done, how to scale and get more done.
Grant, I can't help but think, like, just before, how you were talking about how anyone, you know, everyone has a piece of you, you know, like, or everyone can do what you do.
Yeah. Right?
Do you believe in introverts, extroverts? Do you believe in different personality types where people are limited by certain things?
Sure. If people want to believe that, yeah, they believe it, dude. If they believe it, it's true.
Okay.
Like whatever you believe, if you believe, you know, driving a car is dangerous, then you know what, you're going to be right. The old adage is if you believe it's true, it is. It's true to you, you know? And you know, we have limitations. We have these mental limitations. That's why that book Dianetics is so important. So mm-hmm. it lifts limiting beliefs.
Mm.
And you know, if a person was raised to believe they could become the president of the United States, and then did all the things necessary, they could probably become the president of the United States.
Gotcha. So live without limitations.
We got a guy in there right now that I think most people say is not qualified.
Uh-huh.
That has had more than one idea about being the president.
I see. So thinking bigger is like a very important thing.
Yeah, I think that is a very, very important thing, and understanding why do we think so small in the first place?
Okay.
Why are we just thinking about the limitations of a body and a brain? The spiritual journey, like back to that question you asked me earlier about the spiritual, the more investment a person can make in understanding who they are spiritually, the bigger their bandwidth is going to be for understanding what they're capable of.
What do you mean by that?
Like, who are you, man? Who are you? Mm-hmm. Who are you? Like, not Brian. Somebody else gave you that name.
Right.
You know, who are you? What are you here to do? What's your purpose? Where'd you come from? What do you know that, why do you have some skills and interests that you never went and Googled or had a course on?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, why does one person pick up language easily and another person can't? Why does one person like dance and another person doesn't? Like, what, you know, those are interesting concepts. What happens to you after you die?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are interesting questions to ask.
Grant, what do you think is your superpower?
Interest. I'm interested. I'm curious. Okay. I have more than one superpower. I'm interested. I'm curious. And once I bite into something, I'm not going to quit until I achieve it. I know for sure if I don't quit on the activity, and refuse to quit, I will be successful at some point on any target.
Hey, you. Thanks for joining us for that episode. Remember, you can find links to everything we talked about in the show notes below. And if you're an expert or a course creator trying to monetize your online course, visit unstoppablebusiness.com to download your free one-page template to get more paying students without marketing overwhelm or sleazy sales tactics. Until next time, my friends, peace.